All right, welcome. This is an emergency interim update for Tuesday, January 19th. This is a short one, just recording this because of the updated situation. And right now, it's not looking good because a key waypoint was missed yesterday, and it continues to be missed today. This is being recorded about noon, midday Central Time. So obviously, the situation may change, but the key waypoint that was missed yesterday was the declassification waypoint. It did not happen, even though it was publicly announced by the Trump administration that there would be a D-class of, I think they said, a foot-high stack of documents. And this was a necessary waypoint to prepare for subsequent actions that we all hope would end with the arrest of the deep state traitors at some point. So that waypoint being missed tells us a couple of important things, none of which are good. Number one, the plan may have been thwarted completely, which means that anything good that we thought might happen tomorrow is now not going to happen because, I mean, that could be the case. The deep state is running assassination teams. The CIA kills people. That's part of what they do. You know, they do kidnap and ransom and executions and extortions, and blackmail, and all kinds of operations like that. So I don't have any specific intel about what's happening inside the circle of people responsible for declassification, but it doesn't look good right now. So that's something we have to take into consideration. Also remember that we, as observers of all of this, we have to adapt to the information that's available. And even my own position has flip-flopped quite a few times. On Saturday, I was very negative because of some information that had come to light about the PSYOP. And then Sunday, I got intel that was way more positive. And then Monday was kind of, mostly positive, but still cautious. And then now today, knowing that D-class has been missed, my outlook is now a lot more negative, because I think it means that things have failed. And we have to always remember that this is a very dynamic battlefield situation. The United States of America is in a state of war. War with China, war with the deep state, war with the globalists, whatever, however you want to describe it. And in that war, if you want to think of it as a chessboard, you know, we, the white hats, our side are moving pieces, but also the other side, the black hats, are moving their pieces and trying to thwart any plans to save the American Republic and protect and secure Trump for a second term. So the situation is not looking good right now. And also, I've confirmed, well, let me just say it this way. There are a lot of disinfo agents out there and spoofing accounts and so on. There's been an account on Telegram that people have been linking to. It's been circulating around, of General Hyten, H-Y-T-E-N. That is obviously a fake account. It's just spoofing him, because the real General Hyten would not be going public on Telegram with these posts like Operation Mockingbird, sit back and enjoy the show, the Great Awakening Storm, you know, things that sound like Q posts, for example. That's just fake information. It's not the real General Hyten. So that's just an example of the kind of disinfo that is out there. There was also a post that was circulating quite a lot over the last couple of days. I think it was on one of the Chan or Kuhn boards. And it said that, oh, I work for a radio station. And then these basically men in black showed up and they flashed their badges, and they told us that they're going to take over our broadcast and so on. Well, that's all nonsense, because all that's done remotely. Radio stations have equipment installed that allows the FCC to take over their stations remotely. They don't actually send guys to every radio station in America. That's a lot of radio stations. They just do it remotely. So that story was total nonsense as well. There's a lot of disinfo that's circulating out there. And I mean, you've seen some of that too. We've all kind of had our fill of some of the disinfo, and it's important to try to discern what's real and what isn't. Also, I just want to note, there have been, some some attacks, some personal attacks, I suppose, going back and forth about me saying publicly that I know that there are certain CIA operators who are active and feeding people disinformation on purpose. That is 100% true, that there are CIA operators that are feeding people disinfo. I haven't named any names, and I'm not going to, but some people on their own are getting real defensive because they know it's them, you know. So it's kind of funny in that way. I'm not gonna comment further on people's names or anything. I'm just saying that I know for certain there are disinfo operations taking place. I know who some of them are. I don't have certainty about every single person that's talking out there. And just to give you a good idea of the debate about it, let's just take, for example, Alex Jones and Steve Pachenik. So Steve Pachenik had come on to Alex Jones' show, I guess, a week ago or so, and said that he was absolutely certain that Trump would be sworn in tomorrow. And he even made a bet with Alex. And Alex was very, very critical of Pachenik, said he doesn't believe him, said publicly that he thought Pachenik was being dishonest or you know, disinfo or something like that. And I only say this because Alex already said that publicly. And so, you know, that, think about those two people and their outlook on this. Alex is convinced that it's a very negative outcome, that it's over for Trump, that Biden's going to be sworn in. And by the way, as of today, based on the lack of D-class, I would have to say Alex seems to be more correct today versus Pachenik, who says, no, it's all gonna turn and Biden's going to be arrested and the deep state traitors are going to be arrested. And Pachenik, you know, you can make of him what you want. He's obviously a very intelligent person, but Alex is convinced that Pachenik is deliberately feeding people disinformation. I guess we're going to find out pretty soon on that point. But right now, if you were to ask me, well, let me say it this way. If the D-class had happened yesterday, then today I would be saying that I think Pachenik is more correct. But since the D-class did not happen, I have to say I think Alex is more correct, because it's a waypoint. And when that waypoint got skipped, it means that something has gone wrong with Trump's last plan. Now, there is something that popped up this morning that grabbed my attention. An interview with Major General William Walker. And this is a different interview from what I saw yesterday. And he's the commanding officer of the DC National Guard. And I believe this was an interview with George Stephanopoulos, I think it was. And I saw a 25-second segment of that video. And at the end of that segment, Major General William Walker clearly said that what's going on in DC is about transitioning, a transition of power to military authority. And you almost have to listen to that video twice to catch it, because he kind of said it very, very quickly right at the very end. And I think maybe, possibly, he realized that he shouldn't have said it that way. But he very clearly said this is a transition of power to military authority. And the other clues that are in favor of that theory are the massive buildup in DC that we know is not there just to deal with rioters. So there are only a few explanations of what that could be. And as I even explained on the Alex Jones show over the weekend, I said there's really only three explanations for that military force there. Number one is that military is going to arrest all the deep state people there. That's the pro-Trump theory. Theory number two is that military is put in place because the United States DOD is expecting a nation-state level attack, possibly from Iran or China, for example, possibly involving missiles in those, you know, those containers, those shipping containers that I've been talking about. And option three is that military is intended to come after the American people, because Biden's going to be sworn in and they're going to roll out all kinds of crazy gun confiscation. And they're going to roll out the secret police now. The Daily Beast is calling for a new secret police to go after, quote, white terror. And they're just going to run across the country executing everybody who's a gun owner and a Trump supporter or attempting to. And that's what the military is for. But why, if that were the case, why build it up right there in D.C.? They would have to branch out across the country to go after all conservatives with military force, right? So it doesn't make sense that you would have all the barricades and the razor wire and the Stryker vehicles and the F-16s all right there in D.C. Something clearly is going to happen there. And also this Major General William Walker, he described D.C. in another interview on Fox News as a, quote, security bubble. And I thought that was a very interesting term to use, a security bubble, because it's about protecting what's on the inside or keeping the inside secure, not so much dealing with protesters or rioters. I mean, if you were dealing with rioters, you would describe it as a security perimeter or a security, a defensive security rather than a bubble. But I don't know, maybe that's just a term they use. It's hard for me to tell for sure what he means by that. We also know that active duty U.S. Marines are being dropped into D.C. now, and they're arriving on Ospreys in some cases and arriving by other means as well. There are hundreds, well, thousands of them reportedly. And we also learned, I put this in my podcast earlier, that some of those Marines are specialists in nuclear, radiological, biological, and chemical weapons. And so that's 750 especially trained members of the U.S. military, which also includes bomb squads and trauma medics and so on. So they're expecting to take some major casualties. There's also a repair unit attached to this. So again, clearly this is not just about protesters, especially when essentially every pro-Trump person has already decided to stay home. As we saw over the last few days, they're not out there protesting at the state capitol buildings, which is a good thing. Don't do that. And that's why the false flags failed over the last few days, because they couldn't find enough patriots to show up to get, you know, corralled into, you know, ensnared into their false flag operations. And I suppose one more possible explanation for the buildup in D.C. Could be that after Biden is sworn in, he and his administration are going to declare something so heinous, so unconstitutional, so illegal, that they expect millions of American people to rise up or something. For example, if Biden were to sign articles of surrender to communist China, for example, or to issue some directive declaring the Bill of Rights null and void, you know, something in that scale that would really anger millions of Americans and lead people to some kind of an uprising. I don't know that that's the case at all. Just speculating there, but clearly that force is not intended just to deal with a few protesters. So the summary then, the upshot of today so far, what we know midday on the 19th is number one, the D-class option failed, that waypoint failed, which is a strong indication that something bad has taken place, and it's a strong indication that the pro-Trump plan may fail. We don't know for sure. Obviously, we don't know exactly what's happening, but it's not looking good. So my outlook is a lot more negative than it was 2 days ago. We also know there are absolutely, definitely psyops being run on the American people. We don't know for sure whether Steve Pachinik is one of those people, but he's publicly made a bet, and I guess within a day we're going to find out if that bet is true. Personally, I'm not going to make a bet, because this is too dynamic, you know, right? Too many things are moving around every day. There's a lot of wild cards in this equation. And unless you're really in the inner circle, there's no way to know what's going on exactly. I also know that the buildup of military forces is not for riots. It's for something else. So what should we do rationally based on the best information that we can see publicly? We should, number one, stay home, that's for sure. Secondly, prepare for every possible outcome, including the worst case outcome. But it also means prepare for the possibility of emergency broadcasts, prepare for the possibility of power outages, prepare even for the possibility of China to launch cruise missiles all over the place or something like that, or an EMP weapon, or Iran to launch missiles to try to strike America, or any number of possibilities. This is a time to hunker down, protect your home, your loved ones, your community, be prepared for an extended period of outages, and then also pray to God. Pray to God to save our nation, and remember that Trump signed that order declaring the, what was it, National Human Life or Sanctity of Human Life Day. That was a statement from America to say that we are not going to be a nation that murders children. We're going to protect the lives of the unborn. And I think that in the spiritual realm, that is a major, it's a very important statement from the sitting president of the United States. And if God chooses to have mercy on this nation, I think that that will be one of the major factors that's involved in it. So God needs to hear from us, and we need to strengthen our faith for what's coming, and understand that really, as much as we all want answers from each other or from Trump or from independent media outlets, as I said yesterday, the only real answers, the highest truth comes from God. And that's where we need to connect right now, no matter what happens. So that's my quick update for today. I'm not happy to see where we are right now. I thought we would have seen declassification yesterday. It's very frustrating that that waypoint was missed. I share your frustration. And I will continue to monitor and report. I did check with all my sources, well, the ones that are responding, which is not that many at the moment, about the D-class situation. None of them know anything about the D-class. So I don't have people sitting on the D-class board or anything like that. So I've got no inside information about what that is. And that's just where we are. So I'm watching just as you are watching. I know there was Ghislaine Maxwell court information that was, I think, released by the Southern District of New York, at least in an audio conference format of some kind. But that's not the big D-class that Trump's team was talking about. That's not even close. Something much bigger was supposed to have hit by now in terms of, you know, the D-class documents, and it hasn't. So make of it what you will. Say some prayers, hunker down, be prepared, but also be prepared, you know, be ready to discern about disinfo. Don't get hoodwinked into, you know, the general heighten stuff. You know, don't believe everything you see posted by some anonymous person on some board somewhere. There's a lot of anonymous people, you know, posting or doing whatever, and it just, I don't trust any of that stuff unless I know the source. And so just be very, very cautious, especially tomorrow as well. And I guess we're going to find out soon where this goes, but we got to pray. We got to pray for this nation. Thank you for listening. I'll bring you a full update, of course, tomorrow morning based on what else happens today. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. God bless America. God bless you. Take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.